All right, you're interested in starting a business. How to start a business, part two, write out a business plan. Now, I'm going to tell you about how to write a business plan, and I want you to know what's involved in it, but I don't want you to do it yet. I want you to understand what's inside of it so you can be thinking about it. But this is not the first thing that you should do, because you don't know enough to write a really good business plan. This is after you've gone out, you've made a prototype, you have a service, you've tried it out, you've mowed a bunch of people's lawns, or you've power washed something, and you know that's your service that you want to provide. You've done something to know what the problems are, to know what's involved. And then eventually you want to be able to figure out this business plan. So what is a business plan? The business plan, don't worry about perfection. First draft, sit down and do something in 2 hours. So this is after you're starting, you're getting going, you kind of know what you want to do. You just sit down and you just crank it out in 2 hours. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be printed in some book. This is mainly just for you and maybe some interested parties. Show first draft to others. Okay, so you write it down. It's not perfect. You tell them that. Look, this is my first shot. I want you to look it over and make some comments. Write second draft with input from others. So you just get started. I do this with people that want to get married. I want people to write out their vows, and they get all freaked out. I can't do that. And I just say, just take a piece of paper. Write down randomly the things you'd kind of want to promise. Doesn't matter if it's good grammar, complete sentences. You just write thoughts as they go. Do that kind of thing with this business plan thing. Put business plan into practice. Okay, parts of a business plan. What's in a business plan? And I'm just going to quickly go through the list, and then we're going to come back and look at each one individually. First, there's the executive summary. Then there's the business description. Then there's business environment analysis. Then there's the industry analysis, competitive analysis, market analysis, marketing plan, operations plan, team and management plan, financial projections. Okay, so the first thing is the executive summary. What's involved in that? First, there's the mission statement. This explains to the reader of your business plan why your company exists. What do you exist to do? What do you exist to sell? The activities of your company should be guided by its mission statement. It's just a general summary of what you do. Number two, your executive summary should include company information. This is a brief statement giving a historical perspective of your company. How long has it lasted? When did it start? How did it start? It should include the date of formation, locations, company founders, number of current employees, all relevant information about your company. Number three, the executive summary should include highlights. This is an opportunity to tell the reader about profit or market milestones achieved by the company since its inception. What have you done? How's it gone? You've been testing things. What did you figure out through this testing phase? Number four, products and services. Briefly mention and describe the products or services offered by the company. In my my personalized Bible thing, I would mention, okay, we have several Bible products. We have New Testaments. We have several versions of New Testaments. We have a Jesus Bible, which is the summary of the Gospels. We have a sampler Bible, an abridged whole Bible. We have a 30-second Bible. We have a tract. We have these different Bible products. Each one of them can be customized to the nonprofit or the church that wants to use them. So I describe what it is that I do. Number five, financial information. This section is particularly important for companies seeking financing, and should include mention of bank references and investors. So if you've advanced in your idea and you actually need money from other people, well, how does that work? If I give you money, what do I get from it? Number six, future projections. Explain the direction in which ownership and management plan to take the business. Where's this business going? What's the dream? How big is it going to get? What's the next step? Okay, that's the executive summary. Then we have the business description. What is your product or your service? What is it that you do? Well, we wash siding of houses. That's what we do. We bought a power washer, and we're going to go out and clean things. We're going to do decks. We're going to do homes. Anything that needs a pressure washer, that's what we're going to do. So what is your product? What is your service? Why are you starting this business? What do you hope to happen with this business? What do you hope to do for people? What do you hope it does for you? Who owns it, and how is it run? Is it owned by you? Is it owned by a group of people, partners? Who runs it? Who's in charge? Is this a collaborative thing? Are you the owner, operator, and dictator of all things? Or does your wife do that? Or how does this work? Who are the potential customers, and how does the business intend to reach them? So I have these personalized Bible products. Who are my potential customers? Every church, every English-speaking church, and then I have a Spanish New Testament too. So all those churches are potential customers. Every parachurch ministry program that's out there that wants to do something. I have NASCAR people doing it, and Christian firemen and policemen, people that throw horseshoes, that ride horses, on and on and on. Cowboy churches, cowboy organizations. I have a guy that goes to fairs and trains a horse, like the horse whisperer, and he has his own Bible that he wants to hand out. So those are those are the groups that I think about. Now, how am I going to reach them? I can call on churches. I can drive by. I can send mailings. I can make phone calls. How is this thing going to make money? Okay, how is the service that you're providing? What's the cost structure of how this is going to work? How would it ultimately make you money? The business environment analysis. Why is your business needed? Why do people need something washed with a pressure hose? Or why do people need a new roof? Or why would someone need a Bible product with their own cover on it? I have to be able to answer that question in order to sell it to somebody. Who are the potential competitors to your business, and why will you be able to compete well? So there are plenty of people that own Bible copyrights. I had to get the copyright for the New International Version. I have to talk to a nonprofit to get that. Well, they sell Bibles too. And at the time that I first started this, they were selling the New Testament, and you could put a cover on it, and they were my competitor. And then for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, maybe I put them out of business, I'm not sure, but they stopped doing the New Testament. They only do the whole Bible. Well, I do the New Testament and the Jesus Bible and Sampler Bible and other products, and so I lost that competitor. But while they were competing with me, I definitely set my price lower than theirs. What about the business environment will make it a challenge to your business, and what will your business do to overcome these challenges? So what are the problems? The problem might be marketing. People want your product if they only knew about it, but how are you going to let people know about it? Whatever the challenges are, you just sit down and you put them out. These are the challenges, and here's what we're going to do to try to meet those challenges. Next is the marketing plan. And a marketing plan consists, first of all, of your product. What is your product? What specifically is it? What are the parts of your product or service? Then you need to determine price. And price isn't just what you sell it, but price is what it takes to make it, store it. I used to store the Bibles that I would print before I'd put covers on them. The printer would store them for free, and then all of a sudden he wants to charge me for it. So now I got to either store myself, or I have to find someone to store it. Maybe someone can mail it, and so different companies have suggested different things. And in the end, I thought they were all too expensive, so I have a barn that I own with my son, and so we put them there. That's all part of the price. What is the cost of making, holding, sending, mailing, shipping, all these things? You have to figure out these prices. Place. Where are you going to do your business? I do my business out of my garage. My garage is for my cars. My cars don't go in the garage. All my stuff goes in the garage. Where's your place of business? What is the cost of that place of business? Promotion. How are people going to know about your product or service? And how much is that going to cost? Customer service. If you have a product or service, and if you want to continue with those customers in my Bible business, most of it is repeat business. Someone orders it, and a year later they order again. But you have to maintain a good relationship with people like that. You have to produce something that's of quality that they'll want to do it again. So how do you? What's your plan of staying connected with your customers? Your operations plan, positions and job descriptions. If you grow, who's in charge of what? What are they supposed to do? What is the outline of their job? What are they responsible for? What are they not responsible for? If you leave it loose, people start resenting. One does more work than someone else. And this is true just of husband and wife. You've got to have clear things that this is what you do and what you're responsible for. The organizational chart, who's in charge? Who's under whom? And if no one's under whom, how does it work? How do you decide things? Is it a collaborative thing? Can someone just make decisions without talking to anybody else? Or do we have to talk about it first and then agree together? Are we going to vote on it? Are we going to do it by consensus? What's the way that you're going to govern your organization? What's the management environment? How do we take care of things? Who keeps track of things? Who decides what is going to happen when? Who decides that it wasn't done well? The next is financials. How is the money, what are your assets, for example? What do you own? I own some binders. They bind, they make perfect books. They glue the cover onto the book block. And then I have 2 3-blade cutters that cut it when it's finished. I have them stored in my garage. I have 3 different cutters. I have 2 different binders. Okay, and they cost some money. Okay, I had to buy them. I bought them used. And, you know, so that's part of my assets. I own those things. They're worth something. Also part of my assets is the book blocks. I print 50,000 NIVs at one time, and they go into some storage. And even though I spent the money on those books, because I haven't sold them, it's still money. It's just money in the form of books, and they sit there. And I could have done something else with the money, so they cost me interest. You need to know that. You have to look at your assets. You have to look at your debt. Perhaps you're buying something and you can't afford it. You got a loan. You got a loan from your brother, your uncle, your friend, and you owe interest on that debt. Money flow. How's it going to go? If you're doing a product or a service, a lot of times you have to buy stuff before the customer actually pays you. So with the Bibles, I print a bunch of them, and it takes me 3 years to get rid of them. So I have to pay for them ahead of time, long before I ever get the money from the customer. So I have to have enough money to do that. That's the money flow situation. The accounting. How are you going to account for things? Keeping track of things. And there's different ways of doing accounting. We'll talk about that in another video. Banking. Where are you going to put the money? Interest, all those kinds of things, and especially if you get a loan, how's that going to work with your bank? Credit, again, it's best not to get credit. It's best to start small, start with what you have, and gradually grow. You get into credit, you know, people think money is, it's free. You can go to the bank, they give you money, but that's just money you owe. And not only do you owe the money that you borrowed, but you owe money on top of that, the interest. So if you can, and then you don't know if your thing is going to succeed. Why not start small? And from the small profits, grow little by little by little. So those are the things that are involved in kind of a business plan. There's a lot of things. It's, you know, all this detailed stuff, and it looks overwhelming. When you get a certain ways in your business, you get started, you're starting to get serious about it, just go over this again and just sit down and see what you can do with this in 2 hours. You don't have all the facts right. You don't have all the figures and so on. You just do the best you can in 2 hours. Just set the timer and go. And then go and to people you trust and say, here's my business plan. It's just a 2-hour thing. I just threw it together. It isn't perfect. could you just look it over and could you just make little notes about what I could do or improve or what you question or, you know, where I could be more clear? Because it would be a lot easier to go back and rewrite it with the help of other people's inputs. Thanks for